Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin hovers near 48,000 ahead of fresh key inflation data. I'll be sharing the latest technical analysis as crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop shares here. Bottoms take time. Unfortunately, they do. And we're getting close to it with Bitcoin. After that, we'll get another big cycle in 2022. All good. And I also shared this morning, zooming out, we're fine. Somewhere at the beginning of 2017, in terms of the cycle phase, we probably are. Right now, I'll also be sharing the latest updates from analyst Pentoshi. And as Max Kaiser shares here, I recommend El Salvador launch a 24-hour news channel in English to fight the bull-ish coming out of Washington, D.C. I'm happy to do a show from El Zante. Good morning, El Zante. Also in today's show, MicroStrategy purchases $82 million in Bitcoin and now holds a whopping 122,478 BTC. As Michael Saylor shares here, MicroStrategy purchased an additional 1,434 BTC for $82.4 million in cash at an average price of $57,477 per Bitcoin. Also in today's show, data shows pro traders are currently more bullish on Ethereum than Bitcoin. That's right. Most traders have noticed that Ether price has seriously outperformed the king of all crypto for months now, and that the ETH slash BTC ratio has rallied more than 230% this year in 2021. Also in today's show, Bitcoin could hit $100,000 and gold $2,000 in 2022 thanks to the deflationary forces, according to top Bloomberg analysts, as Mike McGlone shares here. $100,000 Bitcoin, $50 oil, $2,000 gold. And Plan B updated us this morning. I don't think $69,000 was the top for this halving cycle. If 69,000 were the top, then a typical bear market negative 80% drawdown would bring the bottom to 14,000, below 2017 all-time high of 20,000, and below the 200-week moving average of 18,000. Nah, that has never happened, and in my opinion, never will. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin recovered above 48,000 this morning on December 10th after another fall took Bitcoin to lows of 47,350 overnight, as you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin currently hovering at around 49,000 at the time of this recording as markets brace for November's consumer price index readout. That's right. Economists tipped this month's year-on-year inflation data data to beat October at 6.7%, while last month's shock CPI news fueled an uptick across Bitcoin and crypto assets, caution among analysts prevailed ahead of Friday's figures. As Pentoshi shares here, at this point, I think the CPI data is moot. Markets have priced it in unless it's to the extreme end. Biden and news already posturing early. Volatility tomorrow morning, though, the real event is the FOMC meeting next week on if they will speed up the taper slash rates. Just my thoughts at this point. And he added that the real potential market mover from the macro side should be next week when the U.S. Federal Reserve's Federal Open Market Committee gives indications over the central bank's asset purchase taper policy. Increasing the rate of tapering, decreasing asset purchases would pressure risk assets, commentators say, leading to reduced performance for Bitcoin. And for Arthur Hayes, the former CEO of derivatives platform BitMEX, this would only reverse once the Fed returns to business as usual. As he shares here in this blog post, for those who are deciding whether to allocate more fiat into crypto, it pays to wait. I don't see money getting any freer or easier. Therefore, it pays to sit on the sidelines until the dust settles after a March 2022 or June 2022 Fed rate hike. And he also shares the following: watch out for a puke fest and risk asset prices should the Fed hike, followed by a quick resumption of zero interest rate policy and aggressive bond purchases. When the Fed signals a return to business as usual, then it's time to back up the truck. So there you have it. Now, such a prognosis ties in with the existing medium-term forecast for Bitcoin, putting its cycle top further on into 2022, as we all know, with the lengthening cycles. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop here, bottoms take time. Unfortunately, they do. And we're getting close to it with Bitcoin. After that, we'll get another big cycle in 2022. All good. And he updated us this morning. Zooming out, we are fine. Somewhere at the beginning of 2017, in terms of the cycle phase, we probably are right now. And someone responded, trade the trend. Don't look back 5 years to try to find something that works for you. And Van de Pop responded, if you follow my content, you know that I exactly trade that way. Now, Max Kaiser has a brilliant idea to combat the IMF / World Bank / lamestream media FUD coming out of El Salvador. As he shares here, I recommend El Salvador launch a 24-hour news channel in English to fight the BS coming out of Washington, D.C. I'm happy to do a show from El Zante. Good morning, El Zante. I think personally, this is a brilliant idea. How many of you would tune in if Max Kaiser did a daily show coming out of El Zante, El Salvador? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, MicroStrategy purchases 82 million in Bitcoin and now holds a whopping 122,478 BTC, as well as data shows pro traders are currently more bullish on Ethereum than Bitcoin, as well as Bitcoin could hit 100,000 and gold 2,000 in 2022, thanks to deflationary forces, according to top Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone, as well as I share the latest updates from Plan B. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 1% for the day, hovering at around 49,000. We have Ether down 3.5%, trading just above $4,100. Solana down 4%, trading at $180. And XRP down 7%, trading just under 85 cents. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Business intelligence firm MicroStrategy added an additional 1,434 BTC to its coffers after purchasing the crypto asset at an average price of $57,477. Talk about buying the dip. All the weak hands are really selling their Bitcoin to Michael Saylor. So according to the Thursday filing with the SEC, MicroStrategy purchased 1,434 Bitcoin between November 29th and December 8th for roughly $82.4 million, making its total holdings 122,478 BTC. And with the recent buy, MicroStrategy holdings are valued at more than $5.9 billion, representing more than $2.2 billion in gains. Let's freaking go. And since making its initial $250 million Bitcoin investment back in August of 2020, MicroStrategy has gone on to purchase billions of dollars in Bitcoin in separate buys using the company's cash on hand, in addition to sales of convertible senior notes and private offerings to institutional buyers. And though there are cases in which the business intelligence firm bought the dip, BTFD, some buys followed the price surges in early 2021 when the Bitcoin price was more than $50,000. And with the Bitcoin price currently trading at around 49,000 at the time of this recording, having fallen more than 25% in the last 30 days, the crypto asset has been hovering near 50,000 since dip into the 42,000s on Friday. Do you feel that the bottom is in? Let me know your honest opinion in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, data shows pro traders are currently more bullish on Ethereum than Bitcoin, as well as Bitcoin could hit $100,000 and gold $2,000 in 2022, thanks to the deflationary forces, according to top Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone. And I shared the latest from Plan B. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.3 trillion with $103.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 40.5%, with the Ether dominance at 21.6%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Celsius leading the pack up 8.6%, trading at $3.86, followed by Near Protocol up 6.4%, trading at $9.80, and Quant up 5.8%, trading at $170.25. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24 out of 100 in extreme fear. And as we all know, extreme fear is a buy signal. Now, yesterday was a 29, last week a 31, and last month a 75 in greed. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Most traders have noticed that Ether prices have seriously outperformed Bitcoin for months now, that the ETH / BTC ratio has rallied more than 230% this year in 2021, and recently hit a new all-time high at 0.089 BTC on December 9th, as you can see here in this chart. Now, to put things into perspective, Ether's $490 billion market cap currently represents 54% of Bitcoin's $903 billion. This ratio finished 2020 at a mere 15%, so it's safe to conclude that some flippening has occurred. It might still be far from what Ethereum maximalists imagine, but it is still quite a respectable run. And instead of analyzing the rationale of the move, or even worse, predicting the outcome based on some loose expectations, analysts should explore the market structure of each coin individually. For example, if the futures market premium facing a similar trend on both coins and how deep the pro traders long to short ratio compare, these are the most relevant metrics to determine whether a movement has the strength to continue. Now, the futures premium favors Ethereum. Quarterly futures are the whales and arbitrage desk preferred instruments, but because of their settlement date and the price difference from the spot markets, they might seem complicated for retail traders. However, these quarterly contracts' most notable advantage is the lack of fluctuating funding rate. That's right. These fixed month instruments usually trade slightly above spot market price, indicating that the sellers are requesting more money to withhold settlement longer. And consequently, futures should trade at a 5 to 15% annualized premium in healthy markets. This situation is known as contango and is not exclusive to crypto markets. And right here, you can see the Bitcoin futures basis chart compared to the Ether futures basis. And by comparing both charts, we can see that Bitcoin futures trade at an average of 6.2% annualized premium for March 2022 and 4.4% for June 2022. This compares to Ether's 2.9 and 5% respectively. And as a result, it becomes clear that whales and arbitrage desks are demanding a larger premium on Ether. And this is a bullish indicator. And to effectively measure how professional traders are positioned, investors should monitor the top traders long to short ratio at leading crypto exchanges. This metric provides a broader view of traders' effective net position by gathering data from multiple markets. And it's worth noting that exchanges gather data on top traders differently because there are multiple ways to measure clients' net exposure. Therefore, any comparison between different providers should be made on a percentage change instead of absolute numbers, as you can see here on your screen. And the long to short ratio for top Bitcoin traders currently stands at a 1.21 ratio average, down from the 1.39 on December 5th, and compared to the 1.59 figure from 2 weeks ago. This signals that buyers, which are longs, reduced their exposure by 24%. So once again, the absolute number has less importance than the overall change in the time frame. Meanwhile, Ether whales and arbitrage desk showed a positive sentiment and change from December 5th after the long to short move to 1.16 from 1.0. When comparing the average data from November 25th, top Ether traders long to short have been cut by 20% from 1.43. Now, data also shows that Ether traders are more confident than Bitcoin traders. Also, Bitcoin investors may be lacking confidence as its price stands 31% below the $69,000 all-time high set back on November 10th. There is no way to know whether this is the cause or consequence, and still judging by the futures premium and long to short data, Ether seems to have enough momentum to keep outperforming. So there you have it. Do you feel that the Ether price will continue to outperform the king of all crypto? I also like to point out that Ether has outpaced BTC by a ratio of 100x in the past 6 years. Now, before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin could hit 100,000 and gold 2,000 in 2022, thanks to deflationary forces, according to top Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone. And I share the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 100,000 subs. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. According to Bloomberg Intelligence, $100,000 Bitcoin price and $2,000 gold could greet 2022 as global markets face deflationary forces. That's right. In a new tweet on December 9th, Mike McGlone, senior commodity strategist at Bloomberg's research arm, forecast that next year would be good for both Bitcoin and gold. And as inflation makes headlines worldwide this month, Bitcoin has faced criticism over its alleged role as a hedge thanks to its 39% drawdown from all-time highs. And as I pointed out earlier, the consumer price index data is due today, December 10th, with analysts presuming that inflation will have sharpened 6.7% year on year. We all know that's underreported. True inflation, take a look at local real estate in Zillow and you'll see the pricing going up around 30%. Per year. Now, next year could be very different, McGlone argues, as inflationary pressures give way to declining commodity prices and equities, quoting him here on crypto Twitter, $100,000 Bitcoin, $50 oil, $2,000 gold, 2022 outlook and five charts, peaking commodities and the declining yield on the treasury long bond point to risk of reviving deflationary forces in 2022 with positive ramifications on Bitcoin and gold. In a previous post, highlighted that crude oil prices are now being roughly equivalent to where they were just before the 2008 global financial crisis. As he points out here, will 2022 see the great deflation? Commodity rally may be cured. Commodities are at greater risk of reverting lower from elevated pricing, resuming the pattern since the financial crisis. Weakening U.S. bond yields could be an early indicator. Crude oil may have peak. Now, McGlone is well known for his bullish views on Bitcoin. Gold, much maligned this year due to its comparatively flat performance versus BTC, may also benefit from macro headwinds. That's right, the Bitcoin versus gold debate continues to rage, with proponents trading barbs as neither camp sees the kinds of gains they assume would characterize quarter four. And on inflation, however, there was consensus to be found, quoting the notorious Peter Fud Puppet Schiff right here on crypto Twitter. How long before investors realize that even if the Fed follows through with its inflation fighting plan to taper quantitative easing and raising interest rates slightly in 2022, that it'll be too little too late to derail this inflation juggernaut? If Powell doesn't get medieval, inflation will. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, he updated us this morning. I don't think 69,000 was the top for this halving cycle. If 69,000 were the top, then a typical bear market negative 80% drawdown would bring the bottom to 14,000, below 2017 all-time high of 20,000, and below the 200-week moving average of 18,000. Nah, that has never happened, and in my opinion, never will happen. And checking out some of the responses, why expect a negative 80% bear market if we didn't get a parabolic blow off top? And Plan B responded, like I said, I do not think 69,000 was the top, and I certainly do not think we are in a bear market. And Chess Brook responded, why would you expect a typical 80% drawdown if we haven't seen a typical top? And Plan B responded, because we just had a negative 50% in May on only the China mining ban. A real bear market will be bigger than that. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And when do you feel that this market cycle is likely to peak? Do you feel Q1 or Q2 of next year? Whenever that may be, holla at your boy in the live chat. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin hovers near 48,000 ahead of fresh key U.S. inflation data, which is being released today. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news. MicroStrategy purchases 82 million in Bitcoin and now holds a whopping 122,478 BTC. Also in today's show, we discussed data shows that pro traders are currently more bullish on Ethereum than Bitcoin, as well as Bitcoin could hit $100,000 and gold 2,000 in 2022, thanks to deflationary forces, according to top Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Andy wrote, if everyone just hodls, the price won't have anywhere to go but up. Stop panic selling and dropping the price. Problem solved. Love the show. Never miss one. Hodl be thy name. You nailed it. I appreciate your support. Cheers, fam. Our next feature comment comes from Russell Dean, who wrote, I don't believe Raoul Powell for a second. I think he's smart enough to understand that ETH is garbage and Bitcoin is king. An overbuilt limited responded, I do. He's constantly shilling for ETH. Seems he can't get past being impressed by its current network growth. Since it's faster than BTC, he's in ETH. He doesn't care about the whole decentralization argument. He still doesn't really get BTC. Sounds crazy to say, but nonetheless, his actions point to that. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi JV, enjoyed your show. Missed the live stream. I think you were early on this one. You seem to like Kathy Wood. I have checked her out and her record is she gets more wrong than she does right. She loses money. I thought I bought the bottom at 53,000 and it went to 42,000 and right now we're at 47,000. I am happy. I still think I got a bargain. Take care. God bless you and yours. Yup, you still got a pretty nice bargain, bro. Buying the dip, dollar cost average and BTFD, 25.8. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.